Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of On the Record. Zelina here, and my co-judges aren't joining me because we were supposed to do an immunity episode, but we only got one submission, so we're going to attach it to the main round episode. And our sole submission for immunity is by Moggy Mog, and she sang Snake Eater from the game Metal Gear Solid 3. So this means she automatically gets immunity for the round. So yeah, enjoy!
What a thrill with darkness and silence through the night. What a thrill. I'm searching and I'll melt into you. What a fear in my heart when you're so supreme. I give my life not for honor but for you. In my time there'll be no one else. Crime, it's the way I fly to you. I'm still in a dream, snake it up. Someday you go through the rain, and someday you feed on a tree frog. It's ordeal, the trial to survive.
And again, that was Moggy Mog with Snake Eater from Metal Gear Solid 3. And now on to the main rounds. All right, and now on to the main round of our let's play, which is I don't want to play games no more. I want you to read to me.
Yes.
Which is pretty
yes.
much.
I knew I would be famous one day.
Well, pretty much you had to have the original source from comic books, anime, manga. I mean, the manga or light novels, novels themselves or fairy tales.
You mean and like that Pokemon thing?
Yes. Well, no, that was for the games. That was for the immunity. And tonight we have a very special guest who is pretty, like, in the know of this kind of stuff.
Hi, bitches! Oh, sorry.
Miss Rochelle Euler.
Hey, everybody. Hello.
It's like...
Hello.
It's like...
And welcome to On the Record.
You know, it's sort of like that infinity mirror, you know, when you see the reflection of the reflection of the reflection. When Rochelle is imitating Dylan imitating her, it becomes an infinite loop.
It's really funny. And then he'll imitate me imitating
Oh my god.
Him imitating me, and it's like a roaring of confusion.
Did you ever see the movie Multiplicity?
No.
Oh my god. I've dated myself. It was oh god, I'm blanking on his name. The guy who played Mr. Mom. It was, you know, one of those 80s movies. But Michael Keaton. So he clones himself so that he can get more stuff done. And then clones himself again, but then one of the clones makes a copy of the clone. And he's just stupid because he's been cloned too many times. So it gets to be the cycle of the cycle of the cycle. Anyway, go on.
All right. Let's just head on with the main round. And our first contestant submission of the night is JC.
And will JC be singing Book of Mormon? Because that's a book.
Who knows?
No.
It would be funny.
That would be funny. See, that is based on the book. Does that count?
No.
Not even close. Okay.
Lol.
Lol. It's only 8:30. It's only 9 o'clock over there. You can't be tired yet.
No, it wasn't a tired lol. It was just a silly.
Silly, lame joke to read. Okay.
No, I'm not tired.
That's what she says.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shall we start with JC?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Percussion. Streaks, wings, words. Dare you see her sitting dead across the way? She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha la 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 la, my oh my. Look like the boy too shy. Ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, ain't that sad? Ain't it a shame to her? You gonna miss the girl. Soon, no time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, don't be scared. You got the mood prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, don't stop now. Don't try to hide it. How you wanna kiss the girl? Sha la 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 la, float along and listen to this song. This song say, kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, the music play. Do what the music say. Go on and kiss the girl. Kiss the girl. Kiss the girl.
You got it.
Kiss the girl.
Go on and kiss the girl.
And that was JC with Kiss the Girl. And me, my Scully, only nobody heard it but the girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so quick funny story here is I forgot to mute my microphone. And the part where Scully comes in and goes, wah, wah, whatever. I couldn't resist when I was doing it. And then all of a sudden I realized my mic was not muted. And so, yeah. So there was an extra piece in there just for them. Sorry. Well... Okay, I guess I'm the one who's going to say it. Yeah, I know you're in Disneyland, but this was a resub. Boo. But okay, there. I've channeled Melly. We're done. This is great. This is good. I know why you resubbed it. I mean, this was such a well-done piece. It's great harmonies. There was a little Jeunesse in there. Actually, your deep voice part was better in this than it was in last week's. All around, it was really good. So, Zell?
yeah, this was really nice. I really love the harmonies. And then I got to the point of asking, were they all him, or were some of them in the backtrack?
Well, except for Scully.
Okay. but yeah, this was really nice to listen to. Rochelle?
Yeah, I've definitely heard this. I feel like I've heard this before.
You have. He did it.
I know he reached up.
I want to say Expedition? No? I don't know.
The Icon?
Did it for something.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard this, but... I mean, it was really good. Like, the harmonies were really good. It was really well mixed. It was really well put together. The performance was awesome. Your voice sounded great on it. It's funny because I met JC just recently, and so I know
don't
what he
fangirl.
Looks like.
Please don't fangirl.
No, no. Bitch, please. I only fangirl over Jeffers. Come on. But, like, Shelna, get with the program, okay? No, I'm kidding. I'm actually not kidding, but that's fine.
We'll talk later.
But yeah, I think that this was really good. It sucks that it had to be a resub because I think you don't like you could produce a song and not have to resub. Though I do know, obviously, you were sort of with all of us.
I think he just got back from Disneyland, like probably now.
He so. Did. I think he. I'm pretty sure he did. He flew back today. So
yeah, he drove back.
Or drove back.
Yeah, so that's why I probably only just got
either
back.
Way.
Wow. I couldn't do the driving.
All right, so what do we have next?
Up next is our immune contestant, Moggy Mog.
Moggy Mog. Oh, I'm excited. I haven't heard her.
Her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's British. I want to hear her talk. She's British.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
All right, Moggy Mog.
For your eyes only can see me through the night. For your eyes only I never need to hide. You can see so much in me that's new. I never felt until I looked at you.
Abandoned side of me, only for you.
And that was Moggy Mog with For Your Eyes Only from the James Bond movie For Your Eyes Only. And it's based off the short stories of Ian Fleming's, which are novels. So, yeah.
Back when James Bond was good.
Wow.
Oh, man. James Bond just got so stupid over the years.
Oh, my. Yeah. First of all, this is so 80s. And then I saw that, yeah, it was made in the 80s. And it was sung by Sheena Easton, or however you pronounce her name. I liked the lower parts that you sang in this, and as it went on, I probably would have liked a better build or had it a little bit more bigger. Those are my only real notes. Rochelle?
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard you sing, and I really enjoyed your voice. I thought it was really pretty. I would have liked a bit more of an emotional build in this, like, you kind of stayed one level for me. And some of your higher notes felt like a little bit like it was like a struggle to fully get them. So just support mm-hmm. your higher notes more. But I really, really liked your voice a lot. I thought it was really pretty. And I thought you did a really good job with this song. Yeah, I definitely think you just need to support your high notes a little bit more, which like I really struggle with too. So like... Yeah, I get that.
Wow, Rochelle with like the legit notes there. Woo!
Awesome. Look at me.
Look at you.
Brush my shoulders off.
I actually agree with what these guys said, which is really easy for the third person to say. The vocals, ironically, sounded a little dry to me, and then I realized that there was reverb on them. I'm not really sure. It might be my headphones. Everybody's headphones are a little different, but your vocals were sort of weirdly separated from the backtrack. In a way that was really noticeable to me. I don't know why. I don't often care about that kind of thing. I'm kind of glad you're immune, because this felt like it was in a weird place in your range. Like it was as if you weren't quite sure where to put your voice on this. Especially when you started to get to some of the higher notes, it felt like the pitch kind of wavered a little bit. And you know, I don't know, like, what the techniques are with women and how they sing pitch versus head voice, but it sort of felt like you're trying to figure out where you wanted to be between those, like you're trying to stick with head voice. I couldn't really place it, but generally speaking, you have a very nice voice, and I did enjoy listening to this, but just it wasn't. I've heard stronger from you, I think. So, but overall, it was good. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. I don't actually know how to say what I want to say. So, all right, who's next? That's how I'll say it.
Up next is Cassidy 92.
Cassidy 92.
All right.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think of a girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing, walking around on those. What do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the... What's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that. I could live. young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. I'm ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. Like, what's a fire and why does it? What's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love, love to explore that shore above? Out of the sea, wish I could be part of your
Okay. Well, I've also never heard Cassidy sing.
Ooh.
Cassidy, yeah, right? Cassidy 92?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've never heard you sing before either.
And now you can die happy.
I know, now I know I've heard all these new people tonight. It's really exciting. okay, so I really love your tone. I think you have a beautiful vibrato. I think you have nice control over it, too. Like, you could tell, like, you were using it in the right places, but, like, you had some smooth moments as well, which was really, really nice. I thought your music was, like, a tiny bit louder than you, which caused a little bit of disconnect between your backtrack and your vocals. And there was a couple places where your timing was a little, like, weird. Like, you just sort of, like, added an extra word in here or there, and then you kind of had to, like, catch up with yourself. And I would have liked a bit more of an emotional build, like, really, like, some passion, like, explore that, I don't know, like, really, like, explore, like, intense, like, desire and need at the end of that part. Yeah, I think that's it.
I agree with what Rochelle said. Your voice is phenomenal. I really, really loved your voice. I'm beginning to look forward to listening to it each week. I kind of wonder if, I don't know which software you're using to mix. I'm going to pull a Nani and say, I wonder if it's not a lag from the software, because I thought I heard it a lot. Like, it felt like you were a millisecond off from the backtrack, so that everything felt like it was just dragging a little bit. The notes dragged just a little bit too long. I couldn't figure out if that was the mixing or if you were holding your notes longer than, you know, doing the legato thing. I also agree that the emotional builds could have been bigger. But a word of caution on this. You know, when you're listening to this and you're trying to figure out what to change next week, it didn't need to be much bigger. It just needed to be subtly bigger. Because you've got the beautiful voice thing down. It just needed to be just a little bit more emotion into it. If you had taken it too far, it would have detracted from it. Overall, this was lovely.
I pretty much had to repeat a bunch of what they said. Lovely tone. I would have liked a little bigger build. For me, my two main big things were, for the speaking, I probably would have liked a little bit more spark to Ariel, because it sounded a bit too calm for my liking. And for me, it was a little too much vibrato at certain parts, and I would have liked a straight tone on several sections.
That's a word to the warning peeps. Zell knows Disney, like, in a disgustingly strong kind of way. So if you do Disney, disgustingly strong. Yes. So if you do Disney, beware. She
Not
knows
strong,
it.
Disgusting.
She knows it really well.
Disgustingly strong.
That's right. Okay. So who is next?
Up next is Monastar.
Yay!
Woo!